Hey guys, it's Rachel.
And it's Megan.
And happy holidays. I don't think we've said that yet.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah, hope you're all having a wonderful holiday time.
Like you, we're gonna be, you know, going to enjoy our holidays.
I'm going home to California.
But before we take off, we wanted to talk about some of the gifts Bravo's given us over the year.
They've given us so much. But yeah. We have some specific ones we wanted to highlight.
So let's kick it off.
I think we should start off the way that the year started, with Teresa Giudice.
Ah, yes.
We started the year with this amazing video of Trey when she came home, wishing us all a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And it just got better from there. She came back to us finally in New Jersey, and this season was one of my faves.
Right, yeah. So Jersey had been on a bit of a break while she was away, so to have that show back was so amazing. And the first episode to see her coming back from her time in camp was just...
I'm getting a little...
misty-eyed just thinking about it. Yeah, it was crazy. Good times.
Good times.
Okay, another favorite would have to be the Berkshires trip in Real Housewives of New York.
I made it nice at Christmas time. How appropriate, Megan.
I know. I just, again, this show, oh, I love it so much. And I can't wait for the new season.
Me neither. I mean, Luann's wedding is literally like a week away now.
That's right, because she's getting married on New Year's Eve. So the Berkshires, you know, that was a trip. But I think another Housewives trip that I remember.
Hooli night!
It was the Ireland trip in Real Housewives of Orange County.
You know what? I don't even need the whole trip to Ireland. I am just grateful for that bus ride to the airport.
Yeah, back to the airport. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, historic.
Just so good. So many bombshells in one car ride.
So many secrets revealed in, like, the span of, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and...
so many screams in people's faces, like this, like so close.
And to this day, I still am not sure. Was Shannon intentionally trying to get Kelly drunk?
I think that will be one of the great Bravo mysteries.
Right.
I loved Kelly's
antics.
Antics, yes. She created drama in a way I haven't seen in a while.
Right. Sort of the Brandy Glanville of Orange County.
Oh, are we going to say that? She's beautiful, fabulous.
And likes to stir it up.
Yeah.
Oh, we got two new housewife shows.
Oh, right. Which are very near and dear to my heart because I worked on them. It was Real Housewives of Dallas and Real Housewives of Potomac. Both.
Unique in their own way.
Yes. I was going to say, both very different. It was really exciting to have, like, two new cities with, like, very different personalities. Like, Dallas is like no other Housewives. I feel like Potomac had, like, some of the most... in-your-face personalities that, like, I've seen in a while.
Right.
I mean, I love Giselle so much. I would get phone calls from her very often, and it would be the highlight of my week. Because she would just be like, you know shit is shady. And I'd be like, yes, it is.
So I'm reading Andy Cohen's book, Superficial, right now. And it was, you know, a year in the life, you know, with his diary. So he's at the point where... they're going into a meeting to discuss Potomac and Dallas, and should this be a Real Housewives or should it be something else? And him saying, like, I don't know about Dallas because, like, shouldn't we have done that in 2010? So he wasn't sure, but I'm so glad they did.
Yeah, I mean, bow at me and, right. Like, I take up for you. all those moments I am so happy are in my life. Leanne is a legit diva in a way that they can only do it in Texas.
Right. Everything's bigger.
Right. Potomac is coming back, we know for sure, and I'm so excited to see these ladies again.
Yeah.
And of course, it started a little bit before 2016, but I feel like Lala Kent.
Oh, just a gift in of herself.
Let's get it poppin', Daddy.
Oh, my favorite. That's the gift that, like, you can share with all your friends.
It has any context, it works.
So what were your favorite moments from 2016? Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
What did we miss, you guys? Let us know.